Joining a new club in college, or even going to a new event, or meeting a new person, you tend to have the same exact interaction again and again and again. And let me set the scene for you. You walk up, whatever knowledge you had about this club or situation, you go and you see someone new. As you walk up to them, maybe you start up some small talk, say hi, how things are going, introduce yourself to them, they'll introduce themselves to you. And yet one thing you'll notice is almost always the same. And it'll either be a question they ask you or you ask them, and it boils down to, what is your major? Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is on university majors. As an aside, I want to more specifically talk about my university's majors just because we have some really interesting ones. But in general, there's such a focus on your major and what you're studying as being this like key defining unit of who you are and something that is part of your personality. Despite the fact that I've met science majors and humanities majors who have similar personalities, they're distinguished simply by the fact that they're studying one or the other. And so with this, I kind of want to explore a little bit about that idea of the major defining us and people being judged or different opinions on different majors. And then I'm also going to go into some of the fun majors that my university has that I think are really strange. And I'm actually going to start with that because I think it's interesting to set the scene of, okay, what are people even studying? What do these majors even look like before we go into a little bit more of the what this says about people or what this really means in context? So first starting off, something that's kind of cool that my university does is there's both a BS and a BA for a lot of majors. So this is a Bachelor's of Science and a Bachelor's of Art. Now the key differentiator between these two is a Bachelor's of Science, you're going to tend to have a little bit more science-heavy classes, some more math, more technical understanding, whereas a Bachelor of Art is maybe a little bit more conceptual, reading, writing type things. And so for majors like psychology, philosophy, criminology, there's both a Bachelor's of Science and a Bachelor's of Arts that you can obtain. And there's even more within that. And I think that's kind of cool because it gives people the option to pick on the intensity of what they want to do in terms of whether their specialization might be more of a technical side or more of an artistic writing or conceptual side, which I think is pretty fascinating. Also, a similar thing exists for some of the art majors, where you can either get a Bachelor's of Arts or just a Bachelor's of Fine Arts. I don't know all of the differentiators there, but I suspect it's probably something to do with studio time or the amount of art pieces you actually have to produce. But it's still interesting that there are so many options. And speaking of options, even within a lot of majors, like in biology or in chemistry, there are multiple options of, okay, what kind of biology, what kind of chemistry are you going to pursue? And these are called tracks. So you can be on whatever track you want, really, or option, and each college major, especially in the College of Science, has a ton of those. Some of them have less so, but it's very fascinating because even something like data science is housed in three different colleges. You can either be applied, computational, or statistical. And this all depends if you're in the College of Science, College of Engineering, or the College of Information Sciences and Technology. And so the ability for a student to really pick a specialization almost within their major is very open. It's very possible. And I kind of like that aspect a lot. And I think it's really cool. And then just to speak a little bit about another like cool major that is available at my university is something called Human-Centered Design and Development. It's in the College of Information Science and Technology, and it focuses on tech for people's consumption, which is pretty cool. So instead of, you know, back-ended stuff, it's more a front-end of, okay, what is this going to look like for people? How do we make this accessible for people to navigate these websites, this information, and so on? And I really like that idea of how do we make this open for people, especially in something that's more technology-focused, technology-centered, I think is very fascinating and very emerging. And then I also want to talk a little bit about some of the engineering that's offered. We have energy engineering, mining, plastics, rail transport. Again, very choose your own adventure type majors, which I like and vibe pretty heavy with. But I think it's very fascinating that we have rail transport engineering. Like, okay, if you want to be, I don't know, a civil industrial engineer, that's one thing. But if you want to just focus on rail transport, we got you. I don't know how big that major is. I cannot assume it's massive, but hey, if you want to do it, we can help you out. And then we also have ridiculous majors. And I really don't like saying a major is ridiculous just because I feel like, okay, come on, that's judging someone else's passions, their goals in life, and even like the method they're going to get to study that. We have turfgrass science as a major. Not even soil science, turfgrass science. Yeah. I learned that and I didn't know what to say, because I think it's just astounding that you can spend an entire 4 years studying turfgrass science. And then what do you do with that? I mean, study turfgrass. But like, are you tending to the turfgrass? Are you making sure the turfgrass is okay? How many turfgrass scientists does one really need? I don't know. I think it's ridiculous. Next is in the landscape contracting major. That makes sense. I think it's interesting, relatively speaking. It just kind of fits into the category of something that I'm not entirely sure needs to be studied for 4 years in college. Like, landscape contracting, I think, is definitely something you learn well on the job. But that's beside the point. Within the very illustrious commercial recreation and tourism management major, there is a couple different subpaths you can pick. Like community recreation management, outdoor recreation management, and professional golf management. Turfgrass science, golf management. Do you need a study to be a golf manager in particular? Like, is it any more complicated than any other sport? What does a golf manager do? What? I don't know. It's an interesting major option. So I also think it's fascinating because my college is like highly revered for our golf management program. Like, it's supposed to be really cool. Like, you have to get into the golf management program. I don't really understand it, but I guess that's fine. And then just some other contenders. There's labor and human resources. I never knew people could study to like voluntarily go into HR. Like, I think that's kind of crazy, but to each their own. And also organizational leadership. Why are we studying that? Go out there and lead. Don't just learn about it and get a degree. Like, go out there, start leading some people, being in organizations, and you'll understand organizational leadership. Like, the people teaching organizational leadership did not study organizational leadership. They did organizational leadership. The people who are teaching chemistry studied chemistry and did chemistry. So I don't really understand why you need to have that as a major option when you can just go out there and do it. So I think that's kind of part of what I feel with some of these majors that I think personally are a little more ridiculous. It's that, oh, I could just go and do it. I don't need a major. I don't need 4 years and all these gen eds and stuff just to be able to do this job that I could be doing already. But I do think in general, my ideas around college are very much shaped by my circumstances, and that I am in the College of Science. I do study science. And so when I look at people studying things that don't require lots of schooling, or don't require high technical skills, I can sometimes be like, okay, well, why are we doing that? Like, if I'm in college for something very technical, but I also study philosophy. And so I understand the other side of it simultaneously of, okay, well, when we're so lost in the technical skills and the importance of science and STEM, we lose something else. And that is something so crucial. We lose the ability to have conversations and talk and be able to integrate and consider very difficult and heady ideas. And so it's this ongoing, I'm not going to say battle, but it's definitely this ongoing war I've seen between humanities and science. And I realize that war is not any better than battle, but I do think it is a larger scale, because as we see science being defunded, I also think we see humanities often gets the blunt end of the stick, so to speak, when it comes to societal perception. People talk about a philosophy degree, like, what are you going to do with that? And that's a really fair question. And luckily, it's not the only thing I'm studying, but a lot of people will go to law school, or they'll do something in the workforce. And I think the ability to study something like philosophy that is a good backing degree or a good baseline of a lot of things is cool. But I also think, in general, people underestimate just the ability to have a college degree. To say you went to college for something, anything, it teaches you a certain amount of skills, right? Because you're going to be interacting with other people. You have to do certain amount of goodness in your classes, learn the structure of a day, fit that structure, fit everything else you want to do in your life around it. Like, I think if you don't have a technical degree, there's a benefit to saying that you went to college and you've had to deal with somewhat of a certain set of experiences. And yet still, we treat it as insider warfare of, oh my gosh, that person is studying business, they must have such a hard time. And it's like, yeah, some classes are a little easier than others, or a lot easier than others. I myself often like to, not necessarily disrespect, but say a lot of things about communications majors, because they're communicating and writing, and it doesn't seem particularly hard to me. But, you know, maybe there's something there that is difficult and is worthwhile in different levels for different people. I'm studying something technical so I can do something technical, but people can also study something non-technical to do something non-technical, or vice versa. So I think it is fascinating that in university, your major has become something that so wholly defines you. And whether or not you join something that is similar to your major, against your major, or you have like a second major, like me, a concurrent major that is completely removed or very similar to what you're doing, I just think is so interesting, because with this, you notice people start to do what people like to do, and that is create in-groups and out-groups, right? We create groups of, okay, we're all science majors, we all get along. Oh, look over there, they're business majors. They don't have it very hard. That might be true. That might be the case, but it's so interesting how willing we are to just embrace that idea of let's separate ourselves from each other and start dissing on other majors. I still stand by what I said about turfgrass science, though. I think that's ridiculous. But the whole point I'm trying to make here is less about any particular thing. I think hyper-specific degrees are cool, but also dangerous, because then you're trapping yourself into assuming a specialization when life is not as structured. Neither of my parents do what they went to college for. I know a lot of people who don't do what they went to college for, and yet simply the experience of getting a college degree, of the learning process, learning how to learn, being better at learning, all of that is valuable for when you go into the workforce or even pursue even higher levels of education. And so I think it's interesting that whenever I meet someone new, the first question that comes up is their major. And from there, I and others start to judge them. We start to judge each other about, okay, what does that say about you? What does that say about what you're interested in, what you like to do, what you're going to do in the future? And yet, I think it would be easier if we just stopped that and didn't necessarily think about, okay, what's the next step of my assumption of this person, and instead went into, okay, well, what else are they into? What other things define them besides just what they're studying in university, as thus beginning and the end simultaneously? It could just be the end, or it could just be the middle, or the beginning. Like, it could be any one of these pieces of part of their personality, and yet we treat it as like it is the means and the ends in its entirety. And I think that's very fascinating. And I think that really says a lot about how we as people, as I've already mentioned, like to group things together and categorize each other, and then just kind of let that be who you are and be what that says about you. It's something that we as humans always do, and something that I recommend trying to break out from. Because when you grow up, it becomes, oh, what do you do for work? And it's the same exact story. And so we get very caught up in these labels that define each other, as opposed to being more willing to step out of that. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to be dissing on turfgrass science or golf management any less, but it does mean that, okay, maybe if I meet someone in one of those programs, my first thought is not going to be, oh my God, ew, why'd you do that? You must really love golf. But maybe it'll be something more along the lines of, hey, what drew you to that? Or what else do you like doing? Other questions that I think could spur maybe friendship or connection or something along those lines. But I think it is important to consider how we label and define each other, even within these micro interactions we have when just meeting someone for the first time. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Jackie On. I'll catch you in the next one.